you're on TV, you feel like you know what's going on, you have a surprise.
Yeah. I definitely, you know, I recognize a lot of faces, that's for sure. I was 6'2 and an eighth and 215. Yes. You know, I'm not thinking about a specific team. I'm just kind of saying, hey, I'm just going to go out there and do my best, and wherever I go, it's going to be a place that wants me, so. Down in the Phoenix area. I'm from the Phoenix area, so after our football season, I moved back home, and I've been training down there. Quarterback skills, you know, the throwing. Obviously, the quarterback position, you know, it is important to be able to be a good athlete, to be able to run and do all the other stuff, but the most important thing is to throw a good ball, you know, good footwork. So definitely the focus has been all the quarterback-specific drills. It's Athletes First out of Newport Beach. Yeah, there is, but I think it's a great opportunity. You know, it was something that I wanted to do since I was a kid, so it was great to be able to follow in the footsteps of guys like Steve Young, Jim McMahon, and Ty Detmer.
Do you know these guys? You talk to these guys?
Yeah, those guys, aside from Jim, Steve, and Ty, they still come back to campus and will still visit us and talk to us, and Steve Young's been a great guy. Every time he sees me, he talks to me, so. Yeah, he actually did. Yeah, Steve was very good in helping me through this process of kind of, you know, adjusting from college to the NFL. Well, I mean, growing up, I was definitely a big Steve Young fan. So obviously, you know, I watched a lot of his games, tried to do a lot of things that Steve did. And I was also a very big Brett Favre fan growing up. Yeah. Okay, yeah, DC, you know, big guy. He was great for us, you know. He was a freshman All-American, and then when Johnny came into the picture, he and, you know, Johnny kind of worked a lot. Johnny was used more in a passing threat type offense, but we used Dan a lot in our play action game. And I think Dan, with the size and speed that he has, he's gonna have a great shot at the next level.
What does he do best? Is he better blocker, better H-back?
Well, I think the thing is Dan has great hands, and because of his size, he is a great blocker. So, you know, Dan definitely has both. Well, you know, one thing that most people don't know about Dan is Dan has three kids, but Dan sacrificed a lot of his time to be able to, you know, be out there with the team. He doesn't miss an off-season workout, and I'm sure, you know, those are some pretty easy excuses. You know, he could say, oh, well, I had to be dad, you know, I had to go home to the kids, but Dan's there for every single workout, and he works hard. One's on the way. One's coming in April. Yeah. I was a big Ty Detmer fan growing up. I don't know. Maybe because I have an uncle, Steve, but I also like that I was a big Ty Murray. He was a bull rider, so kind of with both.
What's the bigger event, April
5th? Well, you know, the correct answer is my baby being born, so.
Life's going to change real fast for you.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm going to, on draft day, I'll probably be holding my kid in my arms as I'm watching the TV, so.
You tried the camera down.
I was, yes. I think that Cameron, along with a couple of our offensive linemen, should have been here, so. I'm pretty sure that Ty knows. I know his brother Coy knows, because we have the same agent. But yeah, I'm pretty sure that it got back to Ty. When I talk to Ty, we always talk about deer hunting. So. I've never thought of it that way. You know, I've just tried to focus on the goals that I've had, and I've always had a goal to try to be successful at this next level. So. Well, you know, I think I can say that I feel ready, but I know that as a rookie enters the NFL, they're probably not ready. I experienced it as a freshman playing in college football. I felt ready, soon learned, you know, hey, there's some adjustments need to be made, and you have to go through a learning curve, through a process. So as I enter the NFL, I know that there's a process and there's a curve that I'm going to have to enter into.
Does your age and experience make you more ready?
Well, I think there's things that I have experienced that have made me, you know, who I am, that are going to help me out. I've been through a lot of coaching changes, a lot of scheme changes, and there's a lot of pressure at BYU at the quarterback spot. So, you know, pressure on my shoulders is nothing that I'm, you know, unaccustomed to. You know, none have really straight out come and said something. You know, they always ask the questions, but none have straight up said, this is our question about you. No one's told me, so. But I'm sure they have some. It was great. It was one of the greatest moments of my life, just because it was such an exciting time.